Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
This episode is brought to you by Nespresso. Gift magical mornings with Nespresso Virtuo Pop. Compact and stylish, Virtuo Pop is made to meet every morning coffee craving. From espresso to coffee, hot or iced, at the click of a button. And celebrate the season with Nespresso's limited edition coffee flavors. Sweet almond and hibiscus, cinnamon and candied tamarind, and festive double espresso. Magic in the making. Shop the holiday gift collection exclusively at Nespresso.com.
Welcome back on Take Command. So we broke down the defense and the offense, looked at a lot of the things Washington did well enough to give themselves a chance to get to overtime. But the fact is, Logan, they did lose again, and they've lost six straight, and that's 7 of 8. It's unfathomable when you think about last year, and we always bring up the injuries, and they're a part of it. They're part of the explanation. There are other big issues that they've got to iron out to make sure that with $90 million and a top 7 or 8 pick, whatever this is going to be, they get right going into next year and they bounce back, and that this is the anomaly, not year one under Dan Quinn. But when you try to decipher why they lost, it did feel to me like two bad teams doing bad team things in winning time. You know, how many times last year did Dan Quinn say, he referenced winning time, right? And it was like, they just always made the play, Washington did. They just always did the thing that you had to do to win. This was the antithesis of that, where the Dolphins are inexplicably kind of giving you the game over and over, and you just won't take it. You're getting the ball back with 4 minutes to go. Whoopsie-daisy, no, you're not. You put it on the ground. You get the ball first in overtime, first play, interception. And there are other little subtleties, whether it's, you know, a drop pass here or a, you know, missed assignment there within the plays. So it all adds up to, you know, coming out of the bye, they're going to have gone almost 2 calendar months without winning a football game, which just has to be so difficult in that building with the work you're putting in to just not get results out of it.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think, you know, the muff punt is a really good example. And you, like, something we've talked about is, like, when you're a team that's struggling, like, you need to be good in all assets, right? So aspects, excuse me. So, like, with regards to the muff punt, like, they go for it on 4th and 2, right? Zach Ertz slips. People say, oh, they should have kicked the field goal, whatever. I actually have no problem with that, because you're going to get the ball back after this, probably at the 50-yard line, and you are going to be able to go in and score, possess the football for the last 4 minutes, kick a field goal. Like, everything is at your disposal. Like, I love the process with that decision, right? The problem is, like, the decision is fine. It's the execution that becomes an issue, right? So you hit this punt, like, great. So you missed the touchdown. Bummer. You slip. Stuff happens, right? Defense does a great job standing up. They punt. You get the ball back. What did you say? 4 minutes left, Grant? Was that right?
Yes.
4 minutes. So perfect.
Just over.
You're gonna get the ball back with 4 minutes left. You're gonna run a couple plays. You're gonna kick a field goal. Game over. Let's go home back to America, right? Then you muff the kick, right? And I think, like, those are the things, like, that, like, good decision, good execution by the defense. You missed on the 4th and 2. You muff the kick, and, like, those are the things that kill you, right? Even in the overtime, you win the toss. First play overtime, you throw an interception. Like, again, those are obvious mistakes. But even though the process was good, the muff punt is the one that really sticks out to me. Because even though the process was good leading up to that, the execution wasn't there, right? And then you even get saved, right? Because the Miami goes down. They try to knock it in with a 4th and 1. You do a good job of stopping it down there at the end zone. Great job standing up defense. Talk about two big moments for the defense there. You go down, you drive, and then you miss a field goal. Like, there were just – in those critical moments, like you're talking about, like, just the inability to kind of, you've done all the hard stuff, 4th down stop, drive it into field goal range, right? And then we can't get it where we need to get it. And I think, like, that's kind of the nature of the team at the moment is.
Well, Commanders fans get this, I think, Logie, because last year they saw it and they know what it, and we watch ball, you know, like, we see what the good teams look like. When you get 1st and goal from the 5, that has to be points, right?
Yeah.
And it turns into 0. When you get 1st and 10 from the 40 with 50 seconds to go, any analytical choice of winning is like at 80-some%.
Right.
You got to catch the ticket, man.
Yeah.
And to me, that's 3 runs and we're getting out of here with a 49-yard field goal, right? Like, you're running it 3 times for 8 yards or 7 yards or whatever. And it, you know, they throw a near interception on 2nd down. They take a deep shot going for it all, which was actually an incredible throw by Mariota. Moore can't make a one-handed catch. But, like, to have 1st and 10 from the 40 after that little whip route by Jacoby Jones goes for 25, and then basically 35 or whatever seconds comes off the clock, so there's 15 left, and you've got 2 yards, and your kicker who can't kick from 55 is now at 56, like – everyone's mad at the missed field goal. You've already screwed it up there. Like, you needed more yards. So there were so many things in this game, don't get me wrong, where I'm watching it and I'm going, what are we doing here, Harry? It's this is how you lose in this league. They are really good last year at making the winning play. And this year they're doing the opposite. So that has to be acknowledged. But the game they just played against Miami will give you a chance to hang with Denver and steal a game if they turn the ball over in the second half. It will have you right there with the Giants and the Vikings at the end of those games. And that's my ask right now with this undermanned group. Like, I don't want to turn on the TV and watch them get embarrassed and not show up like they were doing for a few weeks against the elite teams. But hopefully there's some – I now have some hope that this thing can get back on the tracks in a way that as the year goes on, you know, you can send a message and tell the NFC East, like, we're back up, man. This is not going to be like this next year. This is not what we are.
Yeah, no, I think that's really well said. And again, like, it's those moments where you just got to – the execution's a little bit tighter. You just need those plays. And I think about last year, and they always made them. They made those plays every single time they came up, right? You made the right decision. You got the right execution. You maybe get that completion on the Moore play down because that's Terry McLaurin. He makes that play. You know what I mean?
Last year, that's a catch, and you're either scoring on the next play or you're kicking a 22-yard field goal.
Right, and I think, like, that's the difference, right, is, like, the execution is just a little bit off, and that's the difference between winning and losing ball game. Like, that's really what it is, because, like, I thought this was a well-coached defense yesterday. I thought the offense was well-designed. And so you say, well, why don't we win games? It's exactly what you're talking about, man. It's like the little moments, right, where it's like we don't get exactly what we need to. And, like, the process is right, but we don't get what we need to. Oh, we get saved by the defense, but we don't get – and I think, like, that's probably in some ways it's – I'm not as frustrated about it because, like you said, like, this is the first competitive game we've talked about in a couple of weeks, which is great. But it is frustrating. It is frustrating to kind of know that you're that close and we can't get where we – and, again, like, there's – a ton of mitigating factors, the injuries, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You get your backup quarterback in, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you know, like those are frustrating things to talk about and watch real time.
One change going into the bye week that I've mentioned a couple times, Matt Gay has been released. By all accounts, pretty good teammate, pretty good dude, and it didn't work out, which stinks, but you got to make kicks. It's a profession where if you're missing kicks, you're going to lose your job, and that was the case. So here comes Jake Moody. Moody's interesting. He was a star kicker in college at Michigan. He's one of the highest drafted kickers in recent history, top 100 pick, which is insane to me, in the third round. Like, what a ridiculous thing to do, by the way. Like, I get it. John Lynch and all those guys in San Francisco, including my guy Adam Peters, who's handsome and I love, you know, they're smarter than me. They have more football knowledge in their cuticle than I have. No one should ever draft a kicker in the third round, ever, 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 ever. And if you come to my office with a plan where you're going to do that, I will send you out of my office and tell you to come up with a new plan, especially when you have very few picks in that draft like they did. But regardless, whatever. It also seems to work out this way a lot with these kickers, like Roberto Aguayo in the second round, Jake Moody in the
third
round.
Pressure. It's like the pressure of being drafted high, like, gives them the yips. It's very weird, yeah. It's
weird. But anyway, here's my thought on this. I've been here since, you know, the beginning as a Commanders Redskins fan over the years, where there are so many guys, Logan, that have come through here and ended up great kickers elsewhere after they like took the training wheels off here and struggled. David Akers was this guy. Graham Gano was this guy. You know, Dustin Hopkins. You could go through so many names of Sean Sweezum. These guys that were like, if they just waited a little longer, maybe they would have gotten it together. But then they kicked for 10 years for somebody else. Maybe it works out that way for Washington. Like, so many kickers, second, third jobs. I was watching Monday Night Football last night, Raiders, Cowboys, and Daniel Carlson, who was a really good college kicker, who was drafted in the fifth round by the Vikings, who had a terrible start to his career in Minnesota and got cut, I think in his first season, actually, went to the Raiders, has been there ever since, is one of the better kickers in the league. This happens all the time. So I'm hoping maybe Moody can be the answer here. Because he's 25 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you hope so. It's kicking's hard, man. Like, I've been around a lot of kickers. It's like golf, right? And it's so technical. It's so specific. And if you're off at all mentally.
This episode.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Like, you're just not going to be good at it. So hopefully Moody's kind of kicked around a little bit, worked through all the technical mental issues, and is going to be ready to rock and roll here for the Commanders. Because that'd be great, man. It'd be great to have somebody that you feel good about for more than a year. And I can't remember the last time we've had a very consistent kicker. Like, I feel like even when I was here, we were turning over kickers at a high clip also, you know. So it's a tough deal, and it's just hard to find the guy with the right mental makeup to get it done.
It's tough. And in this league now, you're at such a disadvantage.
Yeah.
If you don't have a guy you trust, because you turn on the TV and you watch like Brandon Aubrey and everything from 55 is like splitting the uprights like a kid who plays Madden all the time, you know, on easy. And it's like he's kicking a 62 yarder that'd be good from 70, and it looks like it's a 44 yard field goal. And then it's like pushing a boulder up a hill here to just get someone to, like, someone goes out for a 49 yarder and you're nervous, you know. it doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah,
but right. With Quinn and Peters, this is the eighth kicker that they've brought in here since
they got here. That's unbelievable, man.
Now, they haven't all kicked in games. That's a little bit of a misleading kind of stat.
But still, though.
Yes. I mean, they've been looking. They're turning over stones. I don't know what else they can do. All you can do is bring dudes in and ask them to kick and see if it goes through the yellow things or not. And they keep looking. So next up is Jake Moody. All right, before I let you go and before we say goodbye on Take Command, Logan, I want to ask you about Madrid really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know about the in-stadium atmosphere. What was it like, and just kind of the stadium itself?
So that stadium is sick. You know, it's like this historic kind of mecca for soccer. And the second you get in there, you totally feel why. It's like it's this huge stadium, kind of old traditional college, where it's these levels that aren't pushing back, but they're kind of stacked on top of each other. So it feels like you're just at the middle of like a black hole, which is a great feeling when you're playing a game like that. And then, surprisingly, like that, I don't know what I was expecting, but the sports culture in Madrid is really high. Like, they love sports. They support it really high. Like, so I didn't know that, but then we went to this flag football thing and it was electric. It was, the kids were going crazy. The school was going crazy. The teachers are out on the field. Like, everybody loves sports and you can feel that in the stadium. And so, like, going to a soccer game there must be absolutely bonkers, because like they don't even really, half of those people don't even really know what's going on with football, and they were screaming their faces off, you know what I mean? So it was an awesome spot. It's right in the middle of like downtown Madrid, so like they quarantine section off the streets, right? There's no parking. You gotta take a taxi. They stop you at the police line. You walk through the police line. Like, it's really, really cool. So you know, the city was great, the people were great, the sports environment was awesome. So like, you know, I don't know if they'll ever pick up football as being like a
core. Did it feel weird like during the game? Did they know when to cheer, or did it have the same rhythms in the crowd of a normal NFL game?
So that was something I was kind of paying attention to. And there were a lot of American fans there, you know, a lot of Americans that had come in. So I think it did kind of hit the, but the things that were really funny was like, they would really cheer, like really, really cheer for like the field goal, or like when someone got like running, you know, like a running back broke through the line, it would just escalate and crescendo in this way that I wasn't familiar with, like in an American fan base. You know what I mean? Because usually it crescendos at the snap, it quiets down, there's the big play, there's an acute cheer, right? And then it stops and you go. Here it was like Marcus Mariota's run, it was like it built, it like was this crescendo, it was like this wave of momentum, like pushing him forward. And so again, like they really get, because I guess I didn't know this, but rugby's big there too. And like in rugby, that would be a big breakout moment for them in the game. Okay. And so like they cheer to like support the runner in a way that they don't really do in the United States, which was fun. I really enjoyed that actually.
By the way, that Mariota run was 44 yards, I think. Yeah. Two things. One, there's a picture I saw of like 9 dolphins chasing him.
Chasing him, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's one of the, I'm going to send it to you. Have you seen this?
I think send it to me, but I think I've saw it.
It's one of the coolest pictures I've ever seen. If I'm Mariota, I'm getting that on a wall. Like it is the coolest picture ever. They're all like a wall of dolphins, like locked arms, basically right behind him. And he's just running from them. So that's number one. Number two, do you realize he has the 4 longest carries by a quarterback for the Commanders this year? Not Jaden Daniels.
Unbelievable.
And they pretty much played a similar amount of time, right? Maybe Mariota by a game has an edge, but like his runs of 44, I think one's at about 30, then like 22, 22 are the longest. Jaden's longest is 18, which is not to take – I'm not trying to knock Jaden. I'm just saying like Mariota still can scoot a little bit.
Dude, and he's – what is he, 33, 32? Like I think about how tight my hamstrings used to be just later in my career. Like he's just getting out, just getting loose. So good for him, man. Looks great.
That was something. What was the best thing you ate in Madrid?
Gosh, man, the tapas there is amazing. Like any restaurant, any tapas spot you go to, you're just like, this is like awesome. Like they had like these you know, empanadas, which were awesome. They had like steak skewers at the spot I went to that were great. They had like fried beef dumplings at this other spot that I went to.
I didn't know you could say the word fried. I didn't know you were allowed to say that.
It was pretty impressive. I even like they had like a chain spot I went to.
Put your hand up to the camera so I could slap it there, huh?
You know, get out of here, guy. But then they went like there was like a local Spanish like chain that I went to. And they had like steak and eggs and sweet potato. And I was just like, this place is amazing. Like the food here is awesome. So mad respect to them and the food. And it's funny, like I ate more because we did all of our events at Irish pubs. So I ate like more Irish food than I probably ate.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. But it was like shepherd's pie two nights in a row, hamburger third night in a row. You know what I mean? Like that.
Oh, you were getting after it a little bit.
Dude, I eat hamburgers. I love hamburgers. The good macros.
But shepherd's pie? My guy's getting after
shepherd's pie, bro. That's like deep in my soul, like comfort food. That's like my mom used to make that when I was little. So
you know there's mashed potato in there, right?
Dude, people get freaked out about starches. They're good for you, man. Like your muscles and your brain, they work off of starch. You need a little bit. You can't overdo it. That's where people mess up. Is like you gotta portion control.
So like so I don't overdo it if I have like mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and French fries. That's not overdoing it.
That's the meal.
Yeah. Is that cool? We're good there?
It seems like a lot of carbs there.
Coach. Oh, that's too much. Okay. I didn't know where the line was. All right. That'll do it for Take Command. We are back at it on Tuesday. We're going to have on Thursday, rather. We've got a cool plan for you. I think we're going to look at the rookie class for the Commanders this year, dive into how they're doing without a game to look forward to. And then next week, we're going to be able to break the team down both sides of the ball for the games that have been played from a 10,000-foot view. So we got a lot of content coming your way. I'm planning on getting something cranked out on Sunday, on NFL Sunday as well, that we'll have in the feed. So we're still going to keep the rhythms of our normal Take Command pods. So make sure the feed is in your queue and that you are coming back and checking in throughout the bye week. But we give you 3 episodes a week. Spread the word. You can watch us on YouTube on 106.7 and Team 980, and of course, listen wherever you get your audio. For producer Evan and Logan, I'm Grant saying so long. This has been Take Command.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test.
Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.